Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
A college football coach went viral over the weekend, and I saw this all over my timeline, and I really enjoyed it. It actually sparks a very interesting discussion, and it is Northwestern football coach Pat Fitzgerald, and he's doing a press conference, and he starts talking about cell phones, and then he really starts getting into society and social media, and man, a lot of people were getting on board with this, and then it created all sorts of other layers after that. So let's dive in and listen to this audio. Northwestern head football coach Pat Fitzgerald.
I think phones, I think technology has been the decline in attendance, number one. I think, you know, watching young people today live like this, you know, Stacey and I were out on a date last night, and there was two groups of couples sitting next to us, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm old. Not one of the four couples were talking to each other. They were all on their phones. I literally wanted to be like a dad and go like, give me your phone, talk to each other. I mean, this is pathetic. And I think that's just, it's just changed the way a lot of younger people and younger fans intake is all through technology. And I mean, you watch a concert and everybody's holding their phone up. Like, listen, watch, take it in. Create a memory, because they don't go back and watch the videos. They just want to post it on their social media, which is pathetic because it creates a society of, look at me, isn't my life great? Even though when they go home, they're like, I hate myself, I hate my life, everything's wrong. So I think it's a big cause. I think it's the root cause, number one. You know, I think the fans that grew up going and tailgating and the fans that grew up going to the stadiums 4 hours before the games are getting a little older. And I think the next and younger generation of fans are more reliant on technology. They'd rather have 12 TVs set up in their TV watching cave than go to a game and experience the pageantry and the tailgating. So I think it's definitely things that we need to look at as a brand, college football, on how we can maybe create that type of environment and experience while respecting our communities and our neighborhoods to make sure the experiences that are happening don't impede on those neighborhoods.
All right. There's about 10 conversations we could have based on this audio. I want to just dive in with you, Skin, and see what's your first impression from
My first impression is the idea of enjoying something that is experiential. All right. So when he's talking about being in a cave with 12 TVs, that's one way to experience something.
Also, and no one has that. So.
No one has that. But it's essentially the same as going to a sports bar. Right. Sure. Although a sports bar does become experiential because you're ordering beer and you're high fiving your friend and all these kinds of things. This is a similar discussion to what happened when Jack White came to town and did a concert and everybody had to take their phone and put it in that bag and you couldn't access it. And what it forced you to do was it forced you to engage with the concert, because the coach there is making a great point. Very rarely do people go back and watch these videos. They're really shooting the video just to post it. And the idea of posting it is letting everybody know what you're doing. And then you're not experiencing it as you're posting it, because you're focused on, am I getting a good video and all these things.
See, I don't know. I will debate that with
okay,
you.
Okay.
I don't know that that's necessarily true.
Which part?
That you can experience if you're recording it.
Okay.
And the other aspect, I think that's people just are in that mode now. So I think they've just got their phone up, they're recording. Doesn't mean you can't experience it.
You experience it differently. Yeah.
But you also are able to remember it better because you've captured it.
I go back and watch mine.
I go back and watch it too. And the other thing I like about it, this is one of my favorite things about social media, and I'm open to this discussion for sure, but that one of the things I like about social media is it's a library. It houses all these things. And so it's like the idea of Facebook. Like, I know, I'll give an example. I have a friend who's, you guys know, one of my friends passed away, and his mother started a Facebook page for this guy's kiddo, and who is my son's age. And the reason she did this is because it logs all the memories. And so It's just a storage facility. It's like I'm posting it here. You know, all these memories will be here. And over the years, all this stuff will be here. You won't have to lose it, the file. You won't have to wonder if you still have it or whatever. Mm-hmm. And so I do go back and watch that stuff. And you do too?
Yeah, I check out my concert videos sometimes.
But so I think he made I think he took a huge leap when he said all these people never go back and watch it. And they go home and they hate themselves. Okay. I think those were two big leaps.
Okay. And the 12 TV thing was a big leap. Yeah.
No. I know. Okay.
Yeah. There's a lot of leaps here.
We're talking in generalities.
Sure.
We're talking. And as someone who goes to a lot of concerts, let me tell you what my experience was at The Weeknd. I went to go see The Weeknd because my wife wanted to go. Not that big a fan. I like him. I think his music's cool. But I very rarely go, hey, I need to listen to The Weeknd. And I very rarely go, my God, I got to go to The Weeknd concert. That was something for mama. So I was probably a little less engaged. And I spent a lot of time looking around me. Now, a lot of he is talking about generational. You're my age. We're sniffing 50. KT's 30. He's talking about kids that are in college for the most part. Mm-hmm. Okay? And that idea of kids communicating, like we've talked about this. We'll go to these family parties in the neighborhood, and the kids will all be up in the same room texting one another 5 feet away from one another. And it is definitely, and that's what that movie Her was about, that Spike Jonze movie. Mm-hmm. It's about people are more comfortable expressing something to a screen than having this human interaction. But let me tell you what was going on in front of me. And these seats were seats that I got through the American Airlines Center. So they're good seats. They cost a pretty penny. The person in front of me, who I'm guessing was 22 or 23, spent the entire concert creating videos to their phone. They were making love to their phone, basically pretending like they were The Weeknd. And so there's this real famous scene in Ocean's 11 where the Don Cheadle sets a bomb off and a building explodes, and he's watching the explosion on his computer while the explosion's happening behind him. And that was the experience I had watching this guy at The Weeknd. He was in front of me. The Weeknd was 50 feet in front of him, and he almost like never even acknowledged he was there because he was creating.
That guy's the worst, though.
No, I know, but I think that's what the coach is referencing there. Well, I don't think he's referencing what Ben's talking about, and I don't think he's referencing what you're talking about. He's referencing that person.
Sure.
And I think he's saying we're losing that person to being more interested in creating a social media experience.
Well, I would say that person is also, if they're in college, also is likely, not likely, but potentially working on The Weeknd because they go to class Monday through Friday, or also doesn't have the means to go pay to go to a college football game when you can watch it for free on TV.
That's where I wanted to go.
Or for what you're paying for on TV.
It's unfair. It's unfair for this coach to paint this entire demographic or whatever you want to call it.
It's shots fired at the millennial, man.
It's shots fired at the millennial when you're not factoring in the cost of going to the game. In addition to which, 4 hours before the game? Good Lord, who has that much time to invest in anything? You have that much time to say, man, I want to go to this game. I'm going to go to this game. In fact, I'm not going to be able to keep up with anything else happening anywhere else in the world. I'm just going to be at this game, soaking it in, the band, the pageantry. But I got to get there 4 freaking hours before so I can tailgate with all these people. That's ridiculous.
All right, hold on.
It's way too much of a time investment. And it's so freaking expensive. How the hell is somebody supposed to take their family to go do it, much less a millennial? Hell, we've got a badass 60-inch flat screen television in the living room. We can watch that and everything else happening in the world simultaneously.
Okay, different era, but I did that in 1989, in 1990 when I went to UT. I would spend 5 and 6 hours on Saturday involved with the game. Now, it's a different era. And I know that tickets were, I used to be able to go down at noon on Thursday when they released the tickets and buy tickets to the game. And when you sat in the student section, it was all students.
It was a little cheaper.
It was a little cheaper. And yeah. My dad didn't give me a bunch of money and say, go to college. He paid for my tuition and he paid for my housing. But like I couldn't afford to join a fraternity. I couldn't do any of that. And I also didn't work. I just went to school. Now I flunked out too. But my point being is it used to be more affordable.
Well,
then.
Yeah, Northwestern versus Illinois better be a real humdinger if I'm going to be missing out on watching Stanford play USC or Oklahoma play Oklahoma State or whatever game I'm missing.
He's talking about society too.
Yeah.
And you can put this on the Cowboys. You can put this on going to a Cowboy game, right? How much are you willing to spend to go to a Cowboy game versus watching on TV? This is something that we're all dealing with, like everybody is dealing with this, and he's right. You know, college football, everybody has to figure out a way. How do you attract the millennial? Hell, that's why Jerry built that stadium the way he did. That's why there's the Jumbo Jerrytron. They want that giant situation because they're competing against you staying at home and watching it in your living room. They're trying to get you good Wi-Fi. They're trying to get you fantasy updates throughout the NFL because they know what you want. I mean, they got to make it a better experience because it's tough to compete with somebody affordability and just the comfort of being in your own living room.
All right, 877-881-1053. This guy says, interpersonal communication is dying. I'm 32 and having communication skills has got me further than any knowledge or experience because people my age younger don't understand it. Now, that's a broad brush as well. But I just do see with the people that are my daughter's age, and that's more so than my son because they're at a more social age as she heads into ninth grade, it surprises me the way they interact with one another. Mm-hmm. It's nothing like what mine and Ben's experience was, and I realize that's going to be the case. People get older and all that stuff, but at least we talk to one another face-to-face in social settings, and it wasn't done constantly through a phone.
That's true, but there's also an element of just trying to stay open-minded. There is a, hey, you kids, get off my lawn aspect to this.
Sure.
The world is changing and evolving, and you know, people are taking things in differently. I mean, if you pay for your concert ticket and you go see Justin Timberlake, you want to hold your phone up and record it the whole time, then more power to you. You spent that money to go take it in however the hell you want to take it in. You want to turn that camera around and picture you lip syncing, dancing to it, and go post it all over the Gram or Snapchat or whatever. Then
gramming, dog.
Have at it, dude. Mm-hmm. Have at it. Do your thing. It's for you to do with what you want to do with it. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, you know what Instagram is, right?